fantastic.
So delicious. It's practically a Sachertorte mit Schlag. Viennese whipped cream. And it's strict, repeat, strict 12-tone writing. Only it exists somehow in a tonal universe where it's accessible to us in all its warmth and charm. Did you notice how tonally that movement ended? And that unmistakably tonic final chord is nothing but the first four notes of Berg's tone row. A lovely pile up of sweet thirds. And so the crucial ambiguity of tonality versus non-tonality manages to create a thoroughly positive aesthetic surface. That's one way of doing it. There are millions of ways. That's one. And needless to say, the violin concerto is not all sweetness and Schlagobers, anything but. It has stretches of almost unbearable intensity, dramatic brilliance, and Olympian calm. It is, in a very real sense, a tragic work. I didn't mean to get this deeply involved in it. After all, we were really talking about Schoenberg. But I would dearly love to share with you just one other moment of the piece which presents the tonal, atonal ambiguity in a particularly positive way. This section is the closing adagio of the concerto and is chiefly concerned with developing the tail end of the tone row, which, as you remember, consists of these four notes spanning the tritone, the diabolus in musica, remember, the devil? But far from being the devil here, it is, on the contrary, angelicism itself, because as it turns out, these four notes happen to be identical with the first phrase of Bach's chorale, Es ist genug, which you all know and love. Or don't you know it? Because it's one of the most extraordinary phrases, that first phrase alone, with its tritonic implications of both melody and bass line. Es ist genug. That's exactly the way Berg uses it, imagine.